Welcome to the New Martian. Thanks to the request of Harvard's Elisa Papillon, I'll be hosting a weekly 5-minute show on the space news of the week. Now, sometimes 5 minutes of news doesn't occur in a week, and other times, like this week, it's nearly impossible to cram all the space news down into 30 minutes, but 5 minutes it will be. While the focus will be on our earthly events, shifting policies, rocketry contracts, and the growing space industry, it's important to remember just why space news is important, and that's space itself. So my intention, at least initially, is to share the news according to altitude, starting with brief astronomy, planetary happenings, Earth orbiting news, and finally terrestrial events, with the focus on the latter. Any and all criticisms are gladly welcomed. We start this week with an update from the Red Planet. Earlier this year, a planet-wide dust storm covered the entire surface of Mars, causing a solar-powered Opportunity rover to enter hibernation mode. The dust storm is now slowly subsiding, and when the particulate matter in the atmosphere reaches a certain level, which is tau 1.5, it will trigger a pivotal 45-day window for the Opportunity team to restore communications with the rover. While that level has not yet been reached, the team is still searching for signals. In September, for example, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter spotted Opportunity on the surface, proving that the rover had not been buried by sand. And on this last Thursday, the NASA team said that they hoped a windy season on Mars, occurring annually from November to January, will help clean off the solar panels as it has done in the past. NASA will continue to issue commands to Opportunity and listen for any signals it may send. Closer to home, the Hubble Space Telescope remains in safe mode following the failure of one of its 3 remaining gyroscopes. All 6 gyroscopes were replaced during Hubble's final servicing mission in 2009, though 3 have since failed after exceeding their runtime expectations. According to the Hubble team, only 3 gyroscopes are necessary to ensure optimal efficiency, but the historic space telescope can still be serviceable with only 2 gyros, with one acting as the other's backup. NASA is confident science operations will soon resume on Hubble. Days after Hubble's gyroscopic failure, the Chandra X-ray telescope fell into safe mode on Thursday morning. Another gyroscopic issue may be the cause of this hibernation as well. All systems on Chandra performed as expected when safe mode was initiated, and the 19-year-old telescope is expected to make a full recovery. The big news of the week, the October 10th Soyuz MS-10 launch failed when the first and second stages contacted each other 119 seconds into flight. Shortly after that contact, the Soyuz launch escape system was activated, and the 2 crew members were sent on a new suborbital emergency landing. After a difficult landing, both crew members were rescued and are in good health. Following the mishap, Russia formed an investigative committee to locate the, quote, causes of the incident and the persons whose actions resulted in the emergency, unquote. The 3 crew members currently aboard station still have fully adequate supplies. However, their Soyuz capsule docked to the station, and their ride home, has a shelf life that expires around the end of December. If a cause and solution of the incident cannot be found quickly, Russian officials have suggested that pausing the crewed presence on station is possible. That would be the first absence of humans aboard the International Space Station in 18 years. The 2 U.S. commercial crew companies, Boeing and SpaceX, both stated last week that they would not sacrifice safety to condense their schedule to meet this new and sudden need. Following the retirement of the Delta II rocket earlier this year, the U.S. Air Force has awarded 3 commercial companies contracts to modernize its rocket fleet. Blue Origin's New Glenn will receive $500 million for development, ULA's Vulcan $967 million, and Northrop Grumman Omega A $791.6 million. The Secretary of the Air Force, Heather Wilson, said in the press release, "We will no longer be reliant on the Russian-built RD-180 rocket engine. Leveraging domestic commercial space launch systems is good for the Air Force, and the revitalized commercial launch industry is good for the taxpayer." These rockets are expected to launch in the early 2020s. With that, thanks everyone. I guess live long and prosper.